Croeso I Amplify. Welcome to Amplify, stories about youth music in Wales. Straeon am gerddoriaeth ieuenctid yng Nghymru.
Hello, croeso and welcome. My name is Connor Morgans and this is the Amplify podcast. In this three-part series, I'm going to be talking to a variety of people from across the Welsh music industry and understand whether they think you have to move to London to be successful. After recently moving back home to Wales after a short stint in London, I'm incredibly passionate to talk about my opinions on the matter, but want to open the forum to talented creatives across Wales. In this episode, I talk to three incredibly talented producers and promoters from across the Welsh music industry. Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Amplify podcast. And I'm so excited. We have got an incredible cohort of people joining us today. And I'll let them introduce themselves. They've got an amazing bundle of experience, all very different kind of backgrounds and futures ahead of them. And I'm really excited to learn more about that. And of course, their opinion on the all-important question, Wales v London. They've all kind of been dotted around the place and I'm sure they'll have a lot to say. So I'm really excited to hear more. First, you're on my screen. Honey, you're up first. Please tell us about you. What is it you do? Tell us more about yourself.
Wicked, thank you. Well, my name is Honey B. McKenna. I'm a DJ and a singer and producer. I'm from Abergavenny. I was born and raised in Abergavenny. I'm actually based now on the like Welsh-English border. So I live in Hereford, which is like not, you know, basically on the border between England and Wales. So I know quite a bit about what it's like to feel culturally Welsh, but be in like an English scene. I've also lived in London. I actually started my DJing career in London and then moved here, moved back home at the start of lockdown. And started being a bedroom DJ. Basically, I was doing live streaming, doing online radio and things like that. Started getting gigs in Cardiff. And now I gig around Hereford and South Wales. And I write and release music as well.
Amazing. Oh, it's fantastic. Thank you, honey. Thank you. Richard, inform us about your amazing wealth of experience.
So, yeah, my name's Richard. I am from Pontypridd, where I'm from, birthplace of the National Anthem, so rich musical history. What do I do? So I started off when I was 16, writing for a local music magazine. And got to interview bands like The Sisters, Bottle of My Valentine, Twin Atlantic, and then a whole host of like local music, which was insane at the time. Yeah, it was cool. And then went to university, did a marketing degree, and then I came out and I wanted to put marketing degrees and experience, so I joined something called the Young Promoters Network back in 2010, and I just started off putting that marketing experience to good use so I could get something, something going. The Young Promoters Network was based in Rathcanna and Taff, which I'm my home county. We put gigs up and down the valley, really, mainly the Rhondda Valley and Pontypridd. Helping like really young artists who are in their careers. So like we were talking about Coldplay, at the time of recording a play in Principality. I used to put on Hannah when she was 14 in at the Soon Festival and things, and then another band called Falling With Style. The majority of members are now holding absence and touring everywhere across the world. They're just two of the local success stories I can think of, but there's many more young people. So yeah, I did promoting, then got involved, started running the project, Then co-founded the Forte Project. We were finding that we were developing young people behind the scenes, but then the bands need help. Birthed the Forte Project. Left there to go and work for a big company in Wales, putting on over 100 to 150 shows in Wales in like grassroots venues all the way up to stadiums. So yeah, we're watching like people like George Ezra go from club all the way to like an arena. It was pretty cool as part of my experience there. I'm trying to push as much local bands and support slots. So yeah, when we did Jess Glynn down in Swansea in Single the Park, getting people like Hannah Grace on the bill was amazing. Pandemic happened, got made redundant, and then I joined an organisation called Beacons Cymru, helping young people develop behind the music scene. I also fell in love with country music, so I decided to become do a little bit of country, like when the pandemic finished, promote some country music and comedy. I do some promote live shows and music and comedy now as well. Run a little PR company called Monday Media. I'm just trying to think, and I'm now just become a member of the MMF, the Music Managers Forum, for the artists I manage. Sorry, that's really long and rambly, but yeah.
No, thankfully, you know, like I said, coming into that gave us a wealth of experience, and it would have been anticlimactic if you just went, yeah, I just do this, and I would be like, oh, okay. But no, I knew, Richard, how much work you could do, and it's incredible. And that leads me nicely to our third and final guest, by no means least, Minas, who's got an incredible, I mean, from an outside perspective, an incredible production caliber behind him, but I know there's more to it that goes behind the scenes. Minas, please tell us what it is you get up to.
So I just produce, based in Cardiff, with initially a lot of the artists around Wales, but recently I've kind of been able to actually go back and forth to London, which is probably quite relevant to this call as well. And then just, yeah, an artist in my own right, performing around the place. It's kind of eerie.
I love it, mate. I love it. And honestly, Minas, like I think I said to you in my initial kind of email, this whole podcast came about because I think you did an article and you said, you know, you're cushioning Wales, you're enjoying it. You know, why you know, yeah, fork out X amount of money to go to London? And had recently gone through that experience myself, I thought, oh my god, like he'd be the perfect guest to get on. So for you then, like you said, you are in a position now where you are going to London, you're here in Wales. How do you find that? Do you enjoy it? Do you feel like you're gaining more going to London, or how do you find that?
I mean, it's kind of just naturally where it feels the work, more work can be done, more work, so like more artists can be found and that kind of thing. And even in as far as like my friends that are creatives as well, a few of them have moved up, a few more are like considering moving up.
It's has felt historically for me as an artist that London seems to be the right place to go if you want to continue a career. But so far, at least, I found that wasn't the case.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bit of commuting, but actually a lot of London artists are quite happy to get out of London and come down. And I think, especially considering everything with the lockdown, it's made everything a lot more online anyway.
Yeah.
But there is always that issue of music's a social thing, you know, it's a human thing. And I think being in a room with people is always going to, or at least more often than not, lead to like a better outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know if that answers it.
But no, it totally does. It totally does. That's awesome. And Richard, I know we had a conversation previously, and I thought it was brilliant how you said you love Wales and you are like so passionate about the ability for artists to stay in Wales and forge careers in Wales. You've just, you know, listed off amazing Welsh artists like Hannah Lilly who have gone from success to success, and they're very much a Welsh artist. How do you feel the whole question is about Wales v London? Is it needed? Or if it is needed, are you kind of keen to kind of push Wales as best as you possibly can?
So my motto is, I'm born, bred, and hopefully I'll die in Ponty. So I know that's mental, but I just love it. Love like the fact my family and friends are here, and you know, I've done cool stuff without having to leave my hometown. And I know that the people that I grew up with, and I sort of mentored me, like Spike Griffiths is from Aberdeen, same county, which is amazing. Two guys at Orchard who put on, he's put on my favourite gigs growing up, like called the Full Ponty, Ponty's Big Weekend, called Dave Driscoll, who's from Mountain Ash, and Marcus Lowry, who's from Fiocchi. Again, they're all like from my borough. So I sort of had these role models, and that's like to say you don't have to leave, you know, if you don't want to. So it's just like, oh, if they can do it, I can do it. Yeah, and I think a lot of the people I've met in my career have like been from outside of Cardiff, they just travel in, and that's it really. I'm passionate about people, like not having to like root at everything. I think in London you become a really tiny fish in a giant pond. And then that's probably the analogy a lot, but it's true. Like, but in Wales, there's like way more like a connection scene. I know a lot of people I can go and call if I want something done, or if I'm looking for work, I'm like, okay, I know this person. So the network's better for me. I just love it. I just think if you all your music coming out of London, and everything comes out of London, it's all going to be generic and boring, you know. It's all going to sound the same because people have the same experiences. So having these little sort of small town communities, and like where I'm from, and like I suppose there's a reason why good indie music is predominantly from the north. Mm-hmm. It's because it's a working class area, and like London. So yeah, I'm really like passionate about people not having to move even to Cardiff, like just to make it. You know, I think you can make it from anywhere in the music industry.
No, that's amazing. I really liked how you touched upon there about music being such an experience-driven, you know, performance. How I know Minas, you know, your music is very kind of, you know, your experiences are so impactful into your music. Like, you know, there's no hiding how great you are at articulating how you're feeling at the moment and what you feel about X, Y, and Z. So what do you think about that, Minas? Do you feel like, you know, you being flattered. Greek, Cardiff, you know, all these experiences that draw into your music, you know, if everyone was just a London artist, do you think that would diminish that variety and draw into that experiences?
I mean, yes and no to that. I think London's such a huge place and every part of it is quite different. Like one of my favourite artists ever is Burial, who single-handedly did something that had never been done before within London. And his inspiration was walking around sort of South London in the night. I think there's undeniably an energy there. But in relation to what Richard said, it's been so central to music for so long. If we look at grime, for example, which is a London genre in itself, you know, it got to a certain place, but then people wanted to hear Birmingham grime, Manchester grime, Leeds grime, you know, all this. And recently Welsh grime, which is starting to come through with, like, you know, Mace and Raz and stuff like that. I think, at least from my perspective, music's becoming, or people want to hear more authenticity in it. I think, you know, like artists like Rosalia coming through now, huge, staying, you know, true to their language. The Welsh language scene seems to be picking up as well. So I think it's just getting to a place now, hopefully, where you can stay where you're comfortable and where you feel at home. You don't have to, you know, leave everything behind to go pursue your music dream. And I kind of hope that continues, because I personally, I don't want to move to London financially. I think I'd have to do a lot more work which I didn't enjoy. Whereas here I have the ability to do more what I, you know, just what I want to do, really.
Honey, I mean, you've had an amazing experience of going about places. I mean, how do you find it? Like, you're a music maker in your own right. How do you find kind of having that Welsh heritage and this almost English zest to yourself as well? How do you find it? How does that all draw upon your music?
I agree with so many things that Richard and Minas just said. It's just, I totally believe you can do it from wherever in the world. I'm very much like a bedroom producer. I do pretty much everything myself, just as like a music maker, as a producer. And that gives me a lot of freedom in a way, because I can do it anywhere. You know, I can make a demo on my iPad and then do it in my living room, or I can do it in our spare room and stuff like that. And I, you know, it was really lockdown that kind of catalyzed that, because all of a sudden I was starting to have a career that was, yeah, I was trying to put energy and stuff into, and everything just shut down, and I ended up back in on the Welsh border in rural Herefordshire in my bedroom, and was just like, right, I'm just going to make an EP because I've wanted to do this. I can't do anything else. I can't actually go out and DJ anywhere, which was what I was hoping to do. And ironically, it was, I think, through everything shutting down and through me actually being able to focus on what was important to me musically and finding music and, you know, sort of finding my voice as a DJ, I ended up getting a residency at a venue in Cardiff that started up actually during lockdown. And it's not actually in London where I was starting to get the opportunities. You know, I'm doing this podcast from my kitchen in Hereford about being Welsh, which I am. And sometimes I don't feel like I'm Welsh enough to get the Welsh opportunities. And that's something that does affect me, and that is quite disappointing, because I don't have the kind of, my community comes from Wales and the Welsh scene and Cardiff and Abergavenny, that's where all my kind of musical kin are. No, but so I've come from Wales, feel very Welsh, but a lot of the times there'll be opportunities, funding things where it says, oh, you have to be Wales based. And because I'm slightly over the border, it's actually quite disappointing. There are, of course, things around, I think there are things around here, but because England's a much bigger place than Wales, there's also not that strong of a music scene here, I really feel, in this part of England. My experience has very much been, I don't feel like I'm part of the English scene as much as I'm part of the Welsh scene, even though I'm England-based. Like, I've been to things in Cardiff which have been hugely helpful. The MMF, the Music Managers Forum initiative, I went to the launch of that, and I'm hoping to get involved with that. I think that's going to be really, really useful for people in Wales to, you know, become music managers. And I think it's also very empowering as artists to go to that kind of thing. I went to an amazing talk that was, again, at the Atrium in Cardiff, and it was Hugh Stevens, and he was talking about, like, the scene here. And someone asked a really good question just about how can we sort of do this? How can we get involved? And he was like, well, you just got to do it. You've just got to talk to people and find your people and build your community and go to the gigs that are on in your town. Even if it's, like I said, it's not Cardiff, even if it's, you know, somewhere in the valleys or somewhere outside of a major town or city. Because when you make those connections, that's where the scene builds. And I really feel that I think that's a really important thing. And I hope people hold on to it, because I think it's such a shame if London continues to be this centralized, almost mythic hub of all music in the UK. And it's just not true at all. There's so many good things. There are so many good artists who are popping up in small towns, and I think this, you know, BBC introducing, all the local BBC introducings are so important, because they are like a platform for those artists who are making beats in their bedroom in, you know, some village somewhere. And yeah, I really hope that there continues to be this momentum that I feel is like building, not only in Cardiff as well, but I'm hoping to like take those resources and take that knowledge that I'm learning in Cardiff and bring it over the border into an even more rural, disconnected kind of community, because there are artists around here where I'm like, you need to, you know, talk to this venue and you need to apply for this. And yeah, I think it's really important to take the shine away from London a little bit, because after lockdown particularly, it's not financially viable to move there for a lot of people, certainly not for me at the minute. And ironically, my career started taking off when I moved back home to the rural Welsh borders at the beginning of lockdown. It wasn't in London where I was getting the opportunities. I didn't feel like people were willing to reach out a hand and say, come and warm up here, come and do this. Do you want, you know, here's a residency. It was here, back, you know, back in my Welsh home area. So, yeah.
Thank you. And, you know, the what I want to draw upon there is that kind of initial point that you said, you know, even though you feel like you're in a disconnected area right now, I guess this conversation a few years ago would have been a lot more kind of chalk and cheese. But right now we have this flexibility and connectivity that just wasn't really possible back in the days, per se. So I guess this conversation, as you say, would be more clear cut before. But now where you are isn't as important, whether it is Wales or whether it is London, isn't as important anymore. Do you feel like that's the case? It just isn't as important as it was maybe once before.
It's funny that I think the three of us, all of us guests have said the same thing, is that we all love Wales. We don't actually think it's that important to be in London anymore. I certainly don't think it is. I think the Cardiff scene in particular is just huge. And, you know, there are certain, like, just certain venues that are massive champions of new music. It's starting to trickle out and expand out, I think. And that's really heartening to see. And yeah, I think it is. I think that, you know, organizations could be more mindful of, like, expanding things to how you sort of identify, because there are a lot of Welsh artists who aren't based in Wales who have moved to London, say. I know a lot of, I come from a performing background. I used to do musical, you know, I was on the musical theatre auditioning circuit, and I knew quite a few Welsh people who were very, very Welsh, but just lived in London. And so wouldn't have actually been eligible to upload for, you know, BBC Introducing. However, I'm sure we all know and love him, but, you know, Adam Walton has his show, which is open to music of Welsh origin, as he dubs it, which means that if you consider yourself Welsh, you can upload to his show and he will, you know, you can get that platform. And I think that's amazing and really important, especially because being Welsh is, it's not necessarily a marginalized identity, but there's definitely a difference in the sort of funding and the opportunities that we get in Wales versus being English, because, you know, it's like people think of the UK, they just think of England or they just think of London. And so it's really nice that Welshness can be a sort of expansive thing and can actually connect with people. And it's not just about actually where you're based, because, you know, you don't become any less Welsh just because you are in London, or, you know, it's ridiculous to think that. Of course, it affects us all growing up. I think growing up in Welsh schools, having Eisteddfodau, and, you know, the emphasis on music and poetry and the arts is massively influential. I think so many of my friends, you know, every hometown has that one band, and I think it's amazing that as a country we are so proud about being musical, and I hope that we hang on to that and we don't sort of let that, you know, let everyone feel, oh, well, I don't actually belong here. I'm going to have to go to London because that's the only place I'm going to get opportunities.
No, absolutely. That's lovely. Thank you so much, Honey. Richard, I want to kind of draw upon you because I feel like, you know, as someone that might want to follow in your footsteps, be a promoter or just work in the Welsh music industry, you've worked far and wide. What would your piece of advice be for someone that's thinking, oh, do I need to move to London, or is Wales for me? Someone that's on the fence, where would you kind of give your advice for someone like that?
Well, so for the artists I manage, which is in country, believe it or not, the majority of the UK country scene best artists all tend to live around Manchester or Lancashire and Yorkshire. So that's where we would probably move, because there's more opportunities up there in the bigger community, although we won't. But I wouldn't go to London to write country, like it would be Nashville. You go straight to Nashville. Like, it's not. There are artists that come from Wales that do go on to do the genre. But it's not seen as a cool thing in Wales. So we made a conscious decision 3 years ago to skip Wales, still live in Wales, but skip Wales and sort of like try and get on those really cool Cardiff shows and go straight to the rest of the UK, because it's a niche genre in general. And that's really paid off. You know, we're playing country to country at the O2, and we just done one of the best boutique festivals called, in the genre, called Buckle and Boots. And more opportunities have come up since we've like widened. But we've all done that from Wales, you know. I mean, the coast inspires the artists that I manage, so, but she's always lived majority of her life. So I don't feel that if London is the be-all and end-all, because in certain aspects, if you become a songwriter and write pop, go to London. But what about, why not LA? Why not like go to Nashville and write, you know? There's like great places. I mean, Ponty, for example, Thinking Out Loud was written in this hometown, this town. Amy Wodge lives just up the road in Church Village. The story goes, whether this is factually true or not, I don't know. It was written in her kitchen. Ed overheard it and went, can I have that? And yeah, that's how she became a massive songwriting sensation. And she just lives in Ponty. And I know a guy called Alex Stacey, who was on the first Forte project, doesn't want to move to London. And all his mates who have, like Corey Sanders, who's a great songwriter from Bridgend, moved to London. Yeah, he's like, come down, Alex. But Alex said, no, I just love Fear. And then Alex has like written with Ryan Tedder, who's like my favorite songwriter of all time. He's gone to like Scandinavia to write with pop. He's gone to LA to write with Ryan, to be on Netflix. He's written some country songs for country artists. I was like, oh, who's writing this? It's Alex, which is pretty cool. So shout out to Alex. And you've got like people who have left, like Violet Sky, but you've got Dan, who used to be in Peasants King, but is, of course, Lover at one point. But Dan Evans, still from Ponty. Yeah, he's still writing for like John Legend and whatnot, but he hasn't had to move. So yeah, I think the proof is just there when it's there. So my advice is just do it and build the connections up, and don't be afraid to like use online to speak to people and email people, I suppose. Like the world's at your fingertips. You know, I go to as many shows as I possibly can in the genre. Cardiff, the moment, because the transport link's getting back, it takes me like an hour to get home really late at night, and I get up early in the morning, so I'm not as much as I used to, which is sad. But yeah, I used to go down to gigs every single night of the week when I was first starting up, and just meeting people and seeing bands. And yeah, so just do it. That didn't answer your question properly, but just do it. Just do it. There's way more success opportunities. You can do it from it. You can do it from anywhere. There's some great examples, you know, of people who are just doing it, you know, but you're going to have to travel at some point, even if it's commuting, like Jane said earlier. You are going to have to commute, which is not a problem, because then I get to come back home and I don't get woken. I stayed in London on the weekend and I just do this constant bustle of traffic and sleep. Yeah. Back here, I can just open the window.
Yeah.
Walking up to like, you know, nice birds, seeing green mountains. It's great. So I think it's a better life quality, I suppose, as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, James, you mentioned there, and I'd love to get your opinion. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of producers, a lot of artists, a lot of people, as you say, in the scene that you're, you know, kind of spearheading. What would your advice be for them? You know, I'm sure you've had the conversation. I'm thinking about London, mate. I'm thinking about, you know, maybe moving closer to Cardiff. What's your opinion on it all? What's your advice?
It's a tricky one to answer. I think it's similar to what Richard said. It depends what kind of music you're doing. I guess I can only truly advise people where I was in a similar position, where it was back when I was part of Dead Method, actually. And we were doing music that wasn't popular in Wales. Sort of left field pop, that kind of stuff. But I believe, because we were actually planning to either move to Bristol or London, I think, at the time. And if we'd done that, you know, it could have gone well, but it also could have meant that we were just surrounded by loads of other people doing the same music and struggled to get our head over. And what staying in Wales allowed us to do was, you know, down to the, probably like a lot of it is financial, but I think it means when you're in a safe place, you're free to experiment. You haven't got loads of, you know, exterior influences going on. You when you're in a place you can call home, you can truly like experiment and try new things in your music and, you know, find your sound or whatever. And I think it allowed us, you know, Lloyd now is able to fully be who, you know, he wants to be. Same with me, same with a lot of artists around here. And I think what actually seems to be happening is now there's a scene in Cardiff to just do that, to just do something different, to just do something unique to yourself. I guess what, yeah, I guess to simplify it, similar to what Richard said, is go, for me, it would be go where your people are, or go where, you know, that can mean that if you go to the place where the genre is doing well, you know, to find similar people doing similar things if you can. But I think it's important to remember that quality of life is really healthy for creativity. So if you were to go to London, you know, you're going to need to get it. Like, I've got friends who've done it and they've had moments. Some of them moved back. Some of them persisted and now they're doing really well. But it is a conversation. It's not, I can't say yeah or no, really. It's down to the person. But I think it's just really think it through before you do, because there is definitely a quality of life in Wales. And yeah, at least the person I am, if I feel safe and comfortable, I can create a much better. So yeah, I don't know if that answers it, but that's kind of my take on it, I guess.
That's honestly perfect. No, thank you so much. And the only thing I want to say now is kind of give you guys the opportunity to shout about what it is that you've got coming up, because I know you're all, you know, incredibly creative, incredibly just hardworking people, and I want to give you the opportunity to shout it out. So please, Honey, have you got anything exciting coming up the next couple of months? Please, let's hear it.
Yes, I am. I don't know when this podcast will be out, but I am performing at several prides. I'm doing Hereford Pride this weekend as a singer. I'm performing my own stuff there, which is really, really cool. I'm doing the Abergavenny Pride after party. Shout out to them. They're a really great organization, and they're, yeah, some of my friends, and they just, you know, it's awesome to see that kind of thing crop up in, you know, a small Welsh town. It's pretty cool. I'm also doing Hay Pride again. Really cool that there's that kind of thing happening in, you know, Welsh towns. What else am I doing? I am doing Into the Woods Festival, which is in Hereford, literally in the woods near Hereford. That's going to be really cool. Hereford Indie Food Festival, I'm DJing at that. Hopefully some other things. I DJ regularly at the Jam Factory in Hereford. And yeah, I'm hoping to put some gigs on with my own original music around the border areas, you know, Abergavenny, Hereford, maybe Cardiff, Newport, if I can get them, because I'm hoping to release an EP later this year, which I'm working on. Yeah, I might be working on another project, which is very, very top secret at the minute, but hoping to bring on some more UK artists to get involved with that. So yeah, if you follow me on socials, I'm at Honey B McKenna, HoneyBMckenna on pretty much everything, and you can keep up to date with me and listen to my hot takes on lots of pop music and DJing experiences, and yeah, be sharing some cool things coming out soon.
Amazing, thank you so much, Honey. It sounds incredibly exciting. Richard, I know you've got a lot of things happening at the moment as well. I know there's one opportunity at the moment with Beacons that I'm sure a lot of young people will you know, want to get involved with, but do tell us everything that you're getting up to at the moment and what you've got coming up in the future, Richard.
So yeah, thanks. I will probably be working on the Wales v Armenia game. I help part of, so part of my music skills has helped me like meet contacts. The guys that I mentioned earlier, Dave and Marcus, now work on for the FAW, helping with their fan activity. They are also a timer recording out in, when's out in Budapest, doing the dinner for the Conference League football final. And one, the other one is out in Istanbul, coordinating all the activity that goes around the Champions League. So, I mean, not too bad for that. That's why I reckon you can do anything from Wales, because they are doing, they are living proof. So I'll be working on that. I'm hoping to revive my little brand called Rodeo Town, which is just like, I just haven't had the time, but I've cut back some of the work I do to be able to be more creative through that. It's just a small little blog and promotion company that I do to put on country events and let people know about great country music in perhaps all over the world, I suppose. What's my doing? Beacons. I don't hope if this comes out, if this isn't out quite soonish, if not, missed it, sorry. We're looking for 6 new young promoters across Wales to put on events. We'll give you money, training, everything from, and you can put on your own expertise, and you can mentorship, and you can put on your event in your own local community. So beacons.com/the YPN. That's happening. I'm trying to think what else I'm doing. I'm on the road doing, I've just come off doing five festivals. I've got a couple more up this summer. So I've been doing the PR work for Sam Ryder down in Swansea. Who else are we? So sports will be announced soonish. And I've been doing the PR for a comedy festival in Newport called The Giggling Goat. I've got loads coming up. It's just going through my brain. But I'm also going to deserve a, well, if you want to follow me at RichSam27 on Instagram, you can see all my spammy Barcelona pictures, which when I'm off on holiday next month. So I'm quite private on there, but you can just reach out and ask me questions, or I'm quite happy to give advice. People who want it, I'm quite good. Just also be realistic when you message me. If you're not going to message me at 2 a.m, don't expect a response. Like, but it might take a couple of days depending on where I am. But yeah, you can reach out, ask some questions, and if you want some advice or pass on some wisdom, hopefully I can provide that for you. So thank you.
Amazing. Thank you, Richard. And finally, James, I'm sure it's incredibly busy for you as well. Please tell us what it is that you're getting up to.
Well, I think we're doing one more video for the album with Ren. Nice. Who's a videographer. Like, they're just out of this world talented, so I'm really excited for that. And then yeah, just some new music, and I think we're doing a tour at the end of the year. We're going on someone's tour, but I can't say who yet, but really excited about that. In relation to what Richard said as well, if there is questions and stuff, I am, you know, contrary to, you know, maybe how I look when I'm performing, I am actually really approachable. So, and I, you know, always down to help and where I can. So, yeah, and I'm reachable on, yeah, all the social media is just Mina Sound. So, yeah.
Love it. Thank you so much, all of you. All three, Richard, Honey, James, you've all been amazing, given us such an amazing wealth of your knowledge, which I incredibly appreciate. And just echoing what they've all said, go give them a follow, check them out, and reach out, because they are incredibly talented people that I'm sure will do, you know, anything you ask of them within reason, I'm sure. But no, thank you so much. And yeah, lovely. Thank you so much for your time, guys, and we'll see you very shortly. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Amplify. Stories about youth music in Wales is produced by Anthem Cronfagerdd Cymru Music Fund Wales, creating a Wales in which music can empower every young life. Amplify is produced by Tori Silman, Connor Morgans and Rian Hutchins, with voiceovers by Tori Silman, studio production by Connor Morgans, music by Blankface and original concept by Ify Iwobi. Find out more about Anthem at www.anthem.wales.